Hi, I'm Samer Hattar. I am an assistant professor at Johns Hopkins University Department of Biology and Neuroscience.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Welcome to this month's Great Ideas.
The reason we're talking is because we made some really interesting discoveries about the effect of light on the cognitive function of animals. Just modulating the light environment may affect your mood, your ability to learn, and how you feel and sleep. So we think it's really interesting because it's such a simple way of doing it.
So it's kind of interesting that you came up here in an elevator that was totally dark and complete deprivation of light. Certainly those kinds of experiments where people have been placed in situations where there is no light have been going on for quite a long time.
Or placed in a situation where there is a constant dim light. And this is how we discovered that humans do have biological circadian clock, which means that they could measure their time independent of outside environmental stimuli. So they have an endogenous timekeeping mechanism that is genetically encoded. And interestingly, this timekeeping mechanism is found in Drosophila fruit flies, mice, moss organisms that have been extensively studied.
And so, of course, in biology, we talk a whole lot about conservation of certain characteristics or qualities. And then we say, yes, and this confers probably a survival advantage or an advantage to survive to reproduce, which seems to be the agenda of our genes. So the question is, since it started with Drosophila, with fruit flies, and yet people still maintain this ability, why is it important?
So actually, it even goes beyond Drosophila. It's found in cyanobacteria and single cell organisms. Why would you need a bacteria to measure 24-hour day? And one of the explanations, at least in bacteria, is the fact that the photosynthesis and the nitrogen fixation can't be toxic to each other, these two processes. So since bacteria doesn't have an internal organelles that they could separate in place the reactions of nitrogen fixation and photosynthesis, if you could confine one to the dark and one to the light, then you separate them in time. And that could do the same as having two different compartments. Right now, what we think of the biological clock is that it allows organism to anticipate the presence of light or dark. If you have an internal timekeeper and you're a mouse, you know that you have to go to your burrow before the light comes in and you'll be accessible to being picked up by predators. In humans, we think there is a very important temporal time. So somehow timing in the different functions of our bodies are really important, because you experience really major problems when you travel to Europe just by affecting your temporal time, internal time synchronized system.
So we disrupt our circadian rhythms. Clearly, this is something that we disrupt all the time, not just when we go to Europe. So what's the impact of that?
So there seem to be effect on learning and memory. Even the higher incidence of cancer are attributed to disruption.
Yikes. This is really kind of scary, isn't
it? It is.
But your own work then suggests that we can manipulate this timekeeping mechanism, the circadian rhythm, to our own advantage.
Yes, the only problem is that this manipulation is subconscious. So if you don't know about it, then you will have problem because it's not related to the conscious image forming functions. So what we think you have to do, you have to put yourself in an environment where without your even conscious knowing, you want to adjust your clock to an exact 24-hour cycle. So one thing I didn't tell you, which I should maybe track back and say, is that this biological clock is very precise, but it's not accurate. What do I mean by that? It has a period that is not exactly 24-hour, but the period is very good. So if you measure your circadian clock, it's approximately 24.5 hours. And so if you don't adjust it to the outside cycle, it will be shift out of sync. And that's where light from the sun is really important. The sun is important for adjusting our circadian period for an exact 24-hour period.
Okay. And so what?
So it's very simple. My hypothesis right now is that if you get a lot of sun in the day and avoid bright light at night, you will improve your cognitive functions, your ability to sleep, and you will feel better. It's as simple as that. We're testing it using the mouse model.
And so you've shown in the animal studies that, in fact, there is a benefit to learning.
Right. So this is unpublished data. I'll tell you a little bit about it. We think that if you manipulate the light environment of wild-type animals, animals that are completely normal, you may affect their learning and memory. You may affect their anxiety level, and you may affect their even depression-like symptoms. So we think that even though light is always around us, we don't appreciate how much it affects us. I guess people in North Europe appreciate because they have these depressive modes in the winter.
This is information that really isn't that earth-shattering. It's not that new. So how are you adding to this whole body of knowledge regarding light sleep, learning, and health, really.
Right. So you're absolutely right. This is not earth-shattering. This is something that people should have thought about a long time ago, but sadly they didn't. The reason they didn't, we didn't have the animal model that could separate the effect of light on image formation versus the effect of light on circadian rhythms. Just recently, we created an animal that has a normal image-forming functions and maybe only defective in non-image-forming visual functions. And even the circadian clock in these animals is completely intact. And this is a paper that is already in press in Nature. So here's what we found, that if we kill the light-sensing cells in the eye that are not related to rods and cones, to image-forming functions, there are new photoreceptors that people didn't know about in the retina that were only discovered in 2002. If you kill these cells, instead of just eliminating their ability to detect light, if you remove them completely, you actually produce an animal that could form complex images but is blind to the simple effect of light on your biological clock. So the opposite has been discovered for a long time. But now, actually, we have an animal that is capable of forming these complex image-forming functions but is incapable of detecting light for circadian rhythms. So we have this animal with the normal image functions, with normal biological clock that only lacks the ability to detect light subconsciously. So now we could test these much more rigorously and say, what happens to the ability of this animal to learn? What happens to the anxiety level in this animal? What happens to the depression level in this animal?
And so what does happen?
So we noticed that if you eliminate the light detection system in these animals, you may really affect some cognitive function. So we have very solid evidence right now that sleep, for example, cannot be modulated by light as much in these animals. So you talked about the dark elevator. If you stayed there for a long time, even though you've just been awakened, you will feel sleepy after a while. We know that light affects our sleep directly, and now we could show it very beautifully in the mice that it's not due to our ability to see, but due to our ability to measure the light intensity through this simple melanopsin or light sensing system in the retina that is discovered recently.
So let's bring this full circle then and just ask you again to speculate a little bit on the effects of this in people. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, even where we live at our current latitude, we experience days that get longer and days that get shorter. And certainly there's been long identified seasonal affective disorder where people become depressed and they have trouble sleeping and maybe have also difficulties learning because the day is so short. What do you think about that?
I think this is a great question, and I really think that we have to somehow find a way to allow the light environment to be replaced in these situations. So maybe have a brighter light in the office, try to dim our light at night to make sure that we actually separating the day from the night. Just having a maybe lunch stroll outside in the sun or eat your lunch in a brighter environment may just really help you adjust your biological clock to an exact day. And that temporal separation is clearly so important because you see what happens when you have jet lag, including inability to think and cognitive dysfunctions. My hypothesis is that we're living in a perpetual jet lag-like symptoms because we get light at the wrong times of the day. So even though light is so important, you don't want to get too much of it at times when you don't want to get it.
So it seems to bring us back to that old adage about everything in moderation.
Yeah, not in the day, though. That's why people go to Florida, because they want to sit on the beach and get all the sun. And it's not just because of the warmth. I mean, you could make your house so hot in the winter and you wouldn't feel the same way as going to the beach. So I believe that part of the reason we feel so good when we are either skiing sometimes or in the beach is the fact that there are so much photons that activate your system in the day and really adjust your circadian clock to an exact 24-hour cycle.
So in the short term, while you're teasing out all the different aspects of this particular observation, would you also suggest the use of broad-spectrum lighting?
We actually have discovered that the melanopsin system is activated by more bluish light. So if you, for example, get more white light that has a blue spectrum in it in the day and avoid white light that has more blue in the night, then you could still adjust your clock much better because the red light doesn't affect the melanopsin system at all. So if you have more warm white light at night when you're at home, you could still read and see normally, but not affect your light sensing system for the circadian clock.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing how all of this develops. What would be your prognostication?
I honestly, from what we have, from the preliminary data we have, I have no doubt that if you get more sunlight in the day, you will have improvement in your sleep, in your mood, and even in your learning ability. That doesn't mean that if you don't get it, you have defects. I just think that if you get this information in the day, if you get a lot of sun, that these things are going to improve. And it happened with me. The light-dark cycle is so powerful on our physiology that having the right temporal order will just help us to feel better and sleep better and learn better.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.